Harper and Harper Audio present Shad Hadid and the Alchemists of Alexandria by George Jereje, performed by Ali Nasser. For Mom and Dad, who sacrificed everything so that I might dream. Chapter 1. There was no such thing as magic. But if there was, it would be the cakes on display through the bakery window. Freshly baked Namura cakes, to be exact. Soft on the inside, crisp on the outside, and sugary sweet all over. A rosewater scent wafted from an open window, and I sidestepped over to ogle a tray of batlawa. Lucky for me, the only Arabic bakery in Maine, Halwa Heaven, was just a block from Portland Middle School. My last class had finally gotten out, and holy cannoli, was I glad to be done with pre-algebra. I leaned in closer, licking my lips. Inside, rows and rows of pastries were stacked on top of each other, all fresh and ready to be eaten. I needed a taste. Something brushed against my shoulder, and I sprang around, suddenly aware of the drool rolling down my chin. I quickly wiped my mouth with the back of my hand. It was an old lady holding a cane.
Sorry, young man,
she said, offering a wrinkly smile and reaching for the door handle. I hurried forward to help her. I held the door open long enough for her to get inside, and just when I was ready to close it behind her, the baker appeared. Clad in a white jacket with his belly falling over an apron, he shot me a disapproving stare. I was jealous of that belly. Sure, I had some pudge, but nothing like his. One day, I'd eat enough sweets to earn a sumo stomach, too.
How many times must I tell you not to stand outside my bakery?
He asked, emphasizing his K's in a thick accent. My Tata did the same thing. Unlike her, though, the baker curled his lips into a deep frown and said,
You are bad for business.
I ignored him like I always did, and stepped back over to the open window, continuing to stare inside. The baker's assistants hurried back and forth, helping the woman and the other customers with their orders of mouth-watering batlawa, crispy knefe, and everything in between. I remembered my family's shop in Lebanon, all the customers asking for help in Arabic, and my Baba's hospitality. How he would welcome all types of people, if only for a sip of tea to warm the belly. It sure used to warm mine. Watching the happenings in the bakery felt like stepping into a time machine, except with loads of sugar. But just as the heavenly smell of pies began to drift out, the baker slammed the window shut in my face. I stuck my tongue out. One day, my bakery would be right next to his, only bigger, and with 10 times the sweets. Closing my eyes, I pictured the baker's white hat atop my curly black hair, his spotless jacket buttoned up to my neck. The only problem with my plan was that I had no money, and still lived with my grandmother. She only spoke a little English, and liked it when I called her Tata instead of Grandma. Tata was too old to teach me about recipes and ingredients from Baba's shop. She was too old for a lot of things.
Figs! I need to cook dinner, I said, realizing that Tata would be waiting on me. Oh, I'm such a behli!
I turned to head home when, out of nowhere, a wet blob smacked the back of my neck. It stung as I reached around, wondering if a pigeon had just used my head for its toilet seat. My fingers ran across something gooey. A closer look revealed a yellowish slime. An egg? My stomach felt woozy as I flicked away the goo. Laughter came from across the street. My throat burned at the sight of Sarah Decker, our middle school's nastiest bully. Two boys and a girl, each as tall and imposing as her, stood there too. All of them were in my 6th grade class, and they were laughing. Laughing at me. Tata had always told me that demons were real, and Sarah was definitely one of them, or at least a distant cousin. Exhibit A. A carton in her hand with a single egg missing. The one that she'd just launched at me. Exhibit B.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?